you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Our tech problems may be overcome today, and we're going out live. However you're receiving us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here tickling your inner ears for the next couple of hours and other parts of your body.
Pervs.
My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I was just looking at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
And we have a person that usually joins in with whatever conversation thread we're having, but they never type words. They only put emojis, right? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, or stickers on
emojis,
Facebook, I guess.
Or stickers. And they're the funniest fucking stickers. And by the way, if you're listening, you know who you are. They're hilarious. But like today,
we can say Mansoor. We can say the first name.
You're killing me today. That your stickers are hilarious, but sometimes I don't know what they have to do with the fucking story. I'm laughing my ass off at some of them, and I can't really explain it. It's totally visual. But go check out our Facebook page and look at Mansoor stickers.
Yeah, join in the conversation. Facebook.com/crabdiving. You can also hold on one second. Sorry, I'm listening. I was listening to the stream in my other ear, and there's a little bit of a delay, so my little brain got completely discombobulated.
By the way, that picture you put up of Alex Jones with his titties
spectacular,
out.
Spectacular, isn't it?
That's ridiculous.
That's real. Go to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll see he tweeted out or Facebooked out or Insta-snatched out or whatever the hell. Alex Jones we're talking about.
He's obviously flexing. He's obviously flexing shirtless on the back of a fucking horse.
I think someone's standing behind him and like pulling his skin too, like handfuls of skin with their foot in the middle of his back.
You just insert a church key into his asshole and he tightens up.
And I'm sure he couldn't breathe because he is sucking up. He's sucking it in so much.
I mean, his hair is being stretched backwards on his skull. He's sucking in so fucking hard.
Yeah. His pubic hair is on his chin. Says he tweeted out, it's him on a horse, just almost the same camera angle even as his hero Uncle Nipples.
Oh, yes.
And Vladimir Putin.
Nine.
And I think it's Instagram.
Yeah, it's Instagram.
Or Twitter.
Right?
But it says, there's a war on for your mind, and Infowars.com is the 21st century cavalry.
And it's
shirtless on a horse.
I don't know what to do. Should we just agree with him? Sure.
Yeah,
why not?
Sure.
Congratulations, Alex. You're the brain cavalry.
Thanks.
Have a ball.
Thanks, buddy.
Why don't you get totally nude on that horse?
Oh, gross. Who knows? God. Maybe he's got assless jeans on. Maybe
that horse is
like to feel the horse's back on my butt cheeks.
The horse is like, get his balls off my back.
The throb.
Horrible.
The horse can't feel those balls.
No.
Not swinging that low.
Oh, really? Oh,
Alex Jones, are you kidding me? He's all righted up.
Acorns.
Got little tiny, little tiny nads the size of peas, probably.
Oh, yes.
Allegedly.
Right. Do not sue us. We know not about his nads.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. One word, crab diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. And you can also, I already said that, sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crab diving. I'm watching Kate the dog, the intern here at Crab Diving, spinning around on her memory foam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Wow. Very interesting. By the way, follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving. Did you just fucking say that? And our Instagram.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yes.
Lots going on in the world. Holy crap. We apologize, ladies and gentlemen. We weren't deluged with emails and tweets and nasty messages of accusing us of laziness for taking the day off yesterday. We had a technical difficulties.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
And given that our the service that we use is based out of South Africa, we're on a weird tech schedule. So when I email them, sometimes there's a pretty big delay, and we have to deal with the time zones and shit like that. Because they're not a big, giant company that has 24/7 service. So we apologize for not going out yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. But we're here for you live today. And the big news, I'm sure, it's probably still the headlines. But the big news is about that debate. Let's see if it's the headlines.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, October 5th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
Damn. These are your headlines.
You bitch-ass, redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Oh, Snoop Dogg ringing in.
You took the words right out of my mouth,
Snoop. He must have seen Mike Pence talking last night at the debate. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Hey, Fate.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy.
Donald J. Trump, photograph of him.
Oh, yes.
Says, Trump says, I'm a genius. But the tax guy says, I did all the work. Well, this was, I think we might have mentioned this on Monday's show. With Trump running around saying, trying to spin that New York Times article that said he probably hasn't paid taxes in like 20, or didn't pay taxes for 20 plus years.
Right.
Because of his almost $1 billion loss in 1995. He was saying, well, yeah, I use the tax codes. I'm a genius with taxes. I'm a genius. He keeps saying that. I'm a genius.
He paid a guy.
And on Monday's show, we even said, how near Trump's taxes does he go? He gets delivered a 5,000-page document that people like where we used to work in Chicago, at the evil accountant slash law firm slash consulting evil empire.
Oh, yes.
People like that are paid millions of dollars a year to make sure that Trump doesn't pay tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes.
I mean, there's whole departments dedicated.
Floors. Yeah.
He didn't know fucking shit.
Our floor was state and local taxes.
Right.
That's it. The floor that we worked on, that's where crab diving started.
I was the fax bitch. I believe that was, I was fax bitch. Hello.
That's a disparaging term. You were a
fax boy.
They called you fax boy. Yeah.
Is that better? Shit.
Yeah. But
I passed out faxes.
Yeah, you were temping. We were both temping.
Oh, yeah,
and acting in Chicago and ended up at the same place. But
glorious.
Temping was kind of fun, though. I mean, there's something about a total non-responsibility and knowing that you could just say fuck to the U and leave and end
you're
up in another
nothing,
place.
Suck my dick. No offense.
But there was the whole floor. The department I worked in was dedicated to helping companies and people like Trump.
Right.
Avoid paying state and local taxes. They were
but
consultants.
He's the genius. No, yeah, right. Trump is the genius, despite floors and floors of people working for him.
So the story over at the HuffPo says that now they found Trump's retired tax accountant.
Oh, yes.
From back in the day.
Right.
He is actually the guy that confirmed that the leaked tax return that the New York Times got was actually the return.
Oh, okay.
He was the one who was like, oh, yeah, this is it. Because there was something, the conservatives right away were like, look at that type. There's something weird about those numbers. They erased it. Yeah. And, well, it turns out there were two numbers that were a little wonky. And this guy was like, oh, yeah, back in that time, 1995, the program I was using couldn't handle an almost $1 billion loss in that section.
Oh, so it had
of
to
the
be,
software.
It had to be smaller.
He said, I took my old typewriter and typed the first two digits. And that's why they're a little askew compared to the other ones. He even knew the story before they even solicited it from him. And so this is the guy that did it. He's like, yeah, that's the first couple of pages of Trump's.
That's hilarious.
But now the...
He remembered.
This guy is... Basically, his name is Jack Mitnick.
Hey, Jackie.
He was on Inside Edition. It's still going. Did you know Inside Edition is still going?
I know. What is that? Is that like a...
Wasn't that Bill O'Reilly's...
Oh, yeah.
...original tabloid that
it's
he was on?
It's a trashy little entertainment show, like a TMZ kind of thing?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Longer form, though, maybe.
Inside Edition. Oh, yeah. Bill O'Reilly was... That's where Bill O'Reilly had that famous meltdown.
Right.
We lost his mind. It's on YouTube. Look it up. Bill O'Reilly meltdown. It's fucking hilarious. Oh my God.
We'll do it live. That's the one, right?
That's his famous quote. Yes.
Google that. Bill O'Reilly will do it live. You'll be able to find it. So Jack Mitnick is telling Inside Edition that he did all the tax preparation. Trump never saw the product until it was presented to him for signature.
Well, fuck yeah.
Of course. I
wouldn't expect anything else. What's he going to do? Hang out with Jack in his fucking office? Bang bitches while this guy puts his tax form into a typewriter?
Yeah, if I'm a billionaire, I don't want to know anything about my taxes.
I want to be blissfully ignorant about everything. Don't talk to me.
Right, but then neither of us would walk around saying we're tax geniuses.
No.
I would say I pay a lot of money to a tax genius.
I would say, well, to me, that is the beauty of being rich. All of a sudden, you have the luxury of being ignorant about a lot of things.
Not Trump.
I'm a moron.
Trump is apparently... I think Trump installed his own cable.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, you know, he's an expert at everything.
Shit.
So, and got himself free HBO.
Oh, yes.
Those days are gone. Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
When you could pay off the cable guy, allegedly.
You can't do that anymore.
Because they would flip a switch at some, like, pole.
Oh, yes.
But now it's just all digital, so it all takes place...
Well, you know what people do now? The equivalence is like you just borrow somebody's HBO Go login and password, and that's
right.
I guess that's the equivalency.
Or you
so
just
boring.
Find a illegal torrent and download whatever the fuck you want.
An illegal torrent. What is that? Like a web page or something?
Torrent sites, where they
it's like 4chan.
Kind of. They break things up into pieces so that you can't be traced to
pervs.
You know what you're downloading, but you can get. That's where you can get the latest movies that are out in the theaters.
Oh, my God.
And shit like that a lot of times. They're not... don't go to those places, ladies and gentlemen. Especially if you don't have a really good antivirus program, because places like that sometimes tend to...
And if you want to buy a really good antivirus program, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy it. Buy that shit. We need the cash.
We get a little cut, a little nibble, a little taste. Bam. Doesn't cost you nothing. So there you go. It's the headline over at the HuffPo. What a shock. Donald Trump's genius has nothing to do with his genius. It's just that he hired a really good accountant.
He hires the best people.
Apparently accountants. He hires pretty good ones. If they can have him lose $1 billion and then not have to pay taxes for the next 20 years.
I was just thinking about that whole thing. I hire the best people. And was it his head of his campaign in North Carolina? Got in a car with somebody, shoved the barrel of his gun into the dude's kneecap.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah.
Is that the best person he could have hired in North Carolina?
What about that county in Ohio where she said she's tired of the black people not taking responsibility.
Oh,
if you're not successful,
I forgot about that.
Because you didn't work hard enough.
And there's also a loon in Georgia. Somebody in Georgia had an issue.
I've got the crab diving spreadsheet.
Yes.
The magic spreadsheet is brimming today because we missed a day yesterday and I've got a few things that I really want to play. And several incidents of blatant Trumpism, which is, I was going to say racism, but let's just call it Trumpism because that's what it is. It's really made it cool to be a hood wearer.
No, he is a racist fucknut
these days. Even if he's not, he enables them. And he throws turd seed out to them. I was going to say bird seed. But he throws out turd seed that they...
I'm so glad our ecosystem doesn't work like that.
That the deplorables munch up.
Yes.
And, you know, he doesn't disavow himself right. of David Duke.
Right.
Until a month later, when every question he gets is, why won't you disavow yourself of Daisy Duke? Yeah, I want to disavow myself. He won't disavow himself of David Duke.
What's her name? Pam something? Pam? Not Pam Dauber. No, that's the girl from Mork and Mindy.
But he won't disavow himself until finally he's pushed in a corner and then he goes, I disavow myself. That's it. I disavow,
you.
Okay? Wasn't it? That's the quote. I disavow, okay? Okay.
Who the fuck is this guy?
That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
And over at the Drudge Bach. Catherine Bach.
And she was in Cannonball Run Part 1 and 2, I believe. Remember that? Her and whoever her partner in crime was, there were these really hot chicks that would drive around in a Lamborghini, and they wore skin tight leather outfit. And when the cop came around to give them a ticket for speeding, Catherine Bach had her license and registration shoved between her boobies.
Oh.
That was the whole joke. That's how she got out of every speeding ticket and how she was able to successfully complete the Cannonball Run. Bam. That's the whole storyline.
Yeah.
Skin tight. This is the best song ever. Who is that?
Ohio Players.
Oh, yes. God damn. Go to Amazon.com, buy some Ohio Players.
The only reason I did that was because people didn't think I was just like having a strange kind of Tourette's.
I assumed everybody knows the fucking Ohio
when I
Players.
Said skin tight.
They don't know it?
I was referring to the Ohio Players.
Oh,
So anyway, that's the headline. Let's drag our knuckles a little bit and get some salve. Over at the Drudge Report,
some salve
to put on our knuckles.
Oh, after we drag them
on the ground.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Wow. Interestingly enough, the debate already no one gives a fuck. I mean, I was going to say we're going to dedicate as much to last night's vice presidential debate as is worthy, which is like a couple of minutes. Because even though it was interesting to people like us,
oh yes,
I really think. The general public tuning in, like I think there might be some bleed over. Like people, are like, holy shit, that Hillary versus Orange right. dude thing was amazeballs.
Yes,
we're gonna watch this other one. I think within 47 to 50 seconds, people were like,
"It sucks."
Just regular, everyday people who, I mean, just people who don't pay as much attention as we do, because they didn't start to get all scrappy. Until a little while in.
Yeah.
When Tim Kaine started interrupting a lot and stuff like that.
Do you think it's because Pence is one of these disgusting, gross fucking Republicans that is kind of on the down low about his evil-ass policies? And
I thought you meant he's like sucking cock
I don't know what he does. I know what he does.
Just fine.
Well, he's that big anti-LGBT motherfucker.
Yeah.
He is heinous. But he I don't think he is proud of his shitty beliefs. It's like a Trump. You know, Trump kind of embraces his racism a little bit. And this guy, I don't know, tries to... What are you rolling your eyes about?
I just saw what the headline is at the Drudge Report.
Something involving Catherine Bach.
And it's really very sad.
Oh.
There's the headline over at the Drudge Report is about Hurricane Matthew, which is about
to potentially
do some cock slapping over on the eastern seaboard.
On the Atlantic coast, right? The Atlantic coast of Florida, not
Atlantic
the Gulf.
Coast, yeah.
Okay.
Although they said another one's forming over in that part of the Atlantic, right on the heels.
Great. No global warming to see here, Florida or Louisiana. Don't worry about that, you fucking idiots.
But at the Drudge Report, there's an enhanced... probably it looks like satellite plus radar image.
Yes.
Of the hurricane.
Oh shit.
And it says the scary skull of Matthew. The way it enhanced, the way it looks, it almost looks like when you do that pareidolia thing, right? Wasn't that the term that we learned that you see faces, you see human forms and human shapes.
That's so stupid.
In random patterns.
Oh yeah.
Where it taint.
Right.
That's why, you know, on people see the Virgin Mary and jizz stains and things that. that this is what it looks like. They think it looks like a skull, the scary skull of Matthew. That's so
the stupidest fucking thing ever.
Well, right. So does this mean to the evangelicals and to the Alex Jonesians that, oh, obviously it's the devil.
Punishment for dick sucking.
Because that's the devil. Instead of, I don't know, going on television prime time or putting out a really funny meme, the devil has decided to somehow manifest itself in the cloud swirl that only through enhanced photography can we see. What is wrong with these people?
It really is odd. I mean, because if you're a god, how are you going to spread your wrath around? How are you going to inflict pain? I mean, if that's what your point is, which I don't know how people say we have a loving God when you also say that God is responsible for that fucking storm that looks like a skull, apparently.
Well, God's not responsible. It's homosexuals and baby killers
that
are responsible.
No, because God is punishing us for the dick sucking, the rampant dick sucking.
So it's our fault.
Oh, that's right.
This hurts him more than it does us.
Hey, instead of laying sandbags, you know, around your yard in case of flooding, why don't you take the cock out of your mouth? That might help. Is that what they think?
That
gayness leads to, like,
well, yeah,
natural
every time
disaster.
Some shit happens.
Oh,
sure.
God.
I already saw it. I think I saved it for Faithless Friday.
Faithless Friday.
But we've already got pastors claiming that the storm is marriage, man.
Wow.
They wait desperately for this shit to happen. They wait for every disaster so they can say, look, God's pissed.
Sure, listen. Hey, Loons, I'll buy into your stupid fucking logic, but could you give me a flow chart and let me know what causes what? Like, what, I don't know, smoking a joint. Does that cause, like, baby AIDS or something? Give me a flow chart. I want to know what not to do then. That would be a logical...
That's not a commandment. Thou shalt not...
What? Smoke a joint?
Thou shalt not doob.
Really? Wait a minute. Isn't there
They're
like...
hanging on the bathroom wall here crab diving.
Oh, that's right.
A really heinous, onerous version
well,
of
that's
this.
Now, that's a Jehovah's Witness style.
Yeah, how do the Jehovah's Witness have their own proprietary Ten Commandments?
Because they can do whatever the fuck they want. They're God's chosen people.
They added some because, goddamn, there's a couple of those that are... some... Addendum. Addenda.
Yeah. Listen, what do you mean how Pudenda. They have their own fucking commandments? The Mormons bunch of fucking rocks.
The Bible's the Bible.
Did I tell you that?
Unless somebody comes along and finds some gold plates and an angel tells him to stick some rocks in a hat and then he'll be able to read them. And that's going to be the new Bible.
Oh God,
I can't even tell the story without... I may or may not.
I had this horrendous experience a few nights ago. I may or may not have taken some psychedelics and walked down Vermont Avenue, Los Villas area. Hey, Mom. Anyway, I got accosted by these fucking Scientologist loons.
Oh,
they
shit.
They wouldn't. Someone put a thing in front of me, a little brochure, and they were like, would you like to read about this? And I said, no, thanks. I'm fine. And I wasn't mean. I swear to God, I wasn't a dick. And they're like, why? Why won't you even consider it? And I was like, leave me alone. That's when I was kind of like, leave me alone. Because I was polite. But then this person followed me. But I'm waiting on the fucking bus. And what was killing me, I'm like,
damn.
I'm waiting on the bus. Why would you think that I have money to be a Scientologist?
And that the bullying tactic is going to work. How many people does that work with?
I don't know. I'm like, get out of here. Leave really me alone. And the person was so aggressive. Like,
I tried to be open-minded when I shot that movie late last year the Scientology Center.
By the way, when does your movie come out?
It's already out in festivals and stuff.
Okay, where do you find that? Because I watched it, and it was good. It's amazing, like, those special effects.
It's called The Elvis Room.
Yes.
I guess Google it.
We can't really give away what happens at the
end,
right?
I don't think it's out. Actually, it's, you know, doing the festival things, but I don't know if it's available online. I think clips, and they got a Facebook page and Twitter and shit.
Yeah.
It's
great.
But
I don't,
yeah,
I don't know shot, how you can find Pat acting in that, I guess, if you Google
kinda.
Him.
Right. It was shot at the...
kinda. What, you were acting in that
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, but I, you gotta see it. I was... it was shot at the Celebrity Center.
Yes.
Which is this really cool old hotel on right. Hollywood... Hollywood?
Sunset.
Sunset.
No, the Celebrity Center is on Franklin near where...
On Franklin. Franklin. God, we're, I'm all fucked up. That,
at the foot of the hill.
But...
it's the creepy
it's,
one.
Yeah, well, it's creepy because of them. It's a really cool, amazing grounds and a really cool building. But the Scientologists have it now. And they shot it at the hotel part there. And I really went there trying to be open-minded that... You know, it wasn't going to be all Stepford people and
right.
and creepy vacant stares with plastic smiles, but it was all Stepford yeah. people with creepy vacant stares and plastic smiles. It was really...
Was there a part of you that wanted to believe it and when you were there wanted to be convinced no. so you could buy into...
No. Come on.
That would be a great...
We've also read the origin stories of... That's how Faithless Friday started, oh, yeah. right? We were doing... we were reading about... Like the Wikipedias of different religions
what's his
and
name?
Shit. L. Ron Hubbard.
Wasn't he inspired when he was beating his wife?
Yeah, right.
Thought of this religion.
She was speaking in tongues as he was knocking her teeth out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is a creepy fiction writer in the 40s says, I'd like to start my own religion. That would make me a zillionaire.
Genius. He's a creepy fucking
genius. He told
genius.
Everybody he was going to invent a religion.
Right.
He did. And now there's people believe that shit.
And now you got a bunch of wackos, a bunch of creepy wackos, dudes in khakis and button-down white shirts with headsets riding around those fucking places on bicycles, yeah. creeping you out.
There's a new documentary out.
Yes.
And the director is kind of a famous director. I don't remember what the guy's name is. It makes documentaries. But
Jim Jarmusch.
It's not. He is... He was interviewing... escapees
oh, yes.
from Scientology. And he said he was actually, part of what he was doing was he was trolling.
Right.
Because he knows that every journalist or every author that has investigated Scientology starts having black vans follow them.
Fuck.
And has people standing that. Across the street with cameras blatantly out in the open following them. It's just intimidation techniques, creepy Trumpian shit.
I don't like Kate, I need you to perform a perimeter sweep of crab diving right now.
But he said he knew that he had made it.
Yeah.
That the day that he looked out his window at home and there was a person standing across the street with a camera taking God. Pictures of his house and following him then when wherever he went.
Jesus. They got a whole, you know, that
it's a religion.
God, it's so creepy. You know, that whole studio, production studio, it's on Sunset near Fountain. It's a whole Scientology thing, man. That whole
so
lot
many of them.
Is
yeah.
Scientology Productions or whatever. What are they doing? What movies are they fucking making?
They make in-house videos and shit like that, too. And training videos. Because when I first moved here, my first agent was like, do you... That was one of the questions
they were
asked.
Like, will you do porn?
Are you okay doing, yeah, will you do nudity? Will you do that? And will you do Scientology?
Right, right.
And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, they do a lot over there. And there are some people who just don't want anything to do with it. She said they don't push their religion on anybody. But everybody I knew that did a gig for the Scientologists officially... ended up with,
yes,
like, why don't you give us your email, you know, or
creepy
shit like that. And would end up being contacted.
Do they believe in Jesus at all? I know this isn't Faithless Friday.
I think you can sort of, but there's all kinds going on. Anyway, headline over at the Drudge Report is that scary skull of Matthew. So there you go. Those are your headlines. Ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, we're being attacked on Twitter by some wacko conservative. You know what I'm talking about?
Back. Yeah, we're not being attacked. I smacked back. He did.
Yes.
But he's a moron. It's the same old. It's the media. Join us on our Facebook, on our Twitter at Crab Diving.
Right. See who this dickhead is. Check it out. Fucking asshole.
So I've got
Ronald Reagan and it's his fucking profile picture.
Wonderful. Fuzzy, loving guy.
Oh, yeah. Bonzo.
As long as you were white and Christian.
Hey, let's hire a guy that worked with a monkey.
So, a shit ton of stories to try to get to here.
I don't know why I did that. Sorry. I was thinking about Ronald Reagan working with a monkey. That's who was president! Oh, God!
Lots coming out of the debates last night. I guess we could give a couple of minutes to that. I don't know. Kane was kind of annoying a little bit in his exuberance to interrupt Mike Pence. I'm finding it difficult to be objective because I really just, for a while now, have found Mike Pence to be one of the more loathsome Christo-fascists over on that side.
He is so fucking disgusting.
And just really smug and sanctimonious, I think is the best word I can come up with him. He gave an impassioned plea last night of the only time they got real.
Yes.
Really. Is when near the end, when they started talking about abortion.
Right.
And the question was, you're both very outward about your faith and how strong your faith is and how much it means to your life.
Right.
What have you done in the times that your faith has conflicted, or when have you been the most conflicted in your public duty versus your faith?
Duty.
And Tim Kaine said it was the death penalty because the Catholic Church teaches, he's very Catholic, and it teaches it's anti-death penalty.
Okay.
And he said, when he was governor of Virginia, the state of Virginia has a death penalty, and he had to decide whether to commute sentences or not. And the death penalty is, he said, he told the people of Virginia that he would follow the law.
Right.
Just like Kennedy did back in the day. When, people didn't, in the 50s, in the early 60s, they didn't want Kennedy because he was Catholic. He was one of those evil Catholics.
They thought he would be influenced by the Pope.
Right. Papist. And Kennedy had to come out and he gave a famous speech where he's basically like, no, look, my duties are to the Constitution. But now you've got people like Mike Pence who Kennedy said, Constitution, God, family, or something like that. Now you've got the people like this who are like, God, Constitution, family.
It's the fucking Taliban,
maybe
dude.
Three or four more gods.
Yes.
In there.
It's the white as fuck Taliban.
Right. And
terrifying.
And I can't imagine after Pence came out with his impassioned don't kill the babies, sanctity of life thing last night, that any woman would vote for him because Tim Kaine had the perfect answer. Why don't we trust the woman? Why don't we trust the woman to decide? Why don't we trust the woman to decide?
Well, it is her body.
Here's a clip.
God, he is so fucking gross. He's gross. His face is gross, too. I don't know what about it. He's like so, he's got beady little eyes.
Pence?
Yes, he's a creep.
Here's some of the high/lowlights. It's only a couple minutes of the Veep debate.
We trust Hillary Clinton as president and commander-in-chief, but the thought of Donald Trump as commander-in-chief scares us to death. And I can't imagine how Governor Pence can defend the insult-driven, selfish, me-first style of Donald Trump.
One of the things that I just couldn't stomach was Pence saying, look at this campaign from the Clinton and Kaine side has just been a complete campaign of insults. And I was like, what?
No,
wait a minute.
God.
Wait, my neck hurts. Hold on a second. Hold the fuck on a second. You're accusing the Clinton campaign of being a campaign of insults.
God, his campaign, the Trump Pence campaign is hateful. It's mean. It's mean-spirited. It's evil.
Yeah. Have you met the top of your ticket?
He made fun of that guy. He did the thing. He made fun of the guy with the CP or whatever he had.
Yeah, the disabled gentleman. Yesterday, there's a story going. I didn't read it, but there's a, over at Raw Story, I saw a mother took her disabled child to a she's claimed to be an undecided voter,
right?
Which I just don't get. But she claimed to be undecided. I think a lot of these undecideds are people who know that Trump is heinous and vile and disgusting and racist and horrible, but they voted R their entire lives. And so they're undecided.
Do you think they suffer from Hillary derangement syndrome?
Yes. Yeah.
The idea that Hillary is the one Democrat they couldn't vote for.
After Barack Hussein.
Oh, yeah. He's black.
Gay Muslim.
Jesus.
But the, yeah, this, it's just the bullshit. It's funny how they talk about Saul Alinsky and tactics and stuff like that and accusing the other side of what you do. That's the Trumpian defense.
Right.
Right now.
They accuse you of what they're actually doing.
And Trump's tiny little brain, there was even stories about it throughout the primaries. Like, if Hillary called him unhinged, or anybody would use a specific word or a phrase, he would always accuse them back of it.
Right.
Nobody used the word unhinged until Hillary said he's unhinged. The next day, Donald Trump is like, look at her, she's crazy, she's unhinged.
Yeah. And to me, the real hypocrisy is when they take shots at the Clinton Foundation.
I'm rubber, you're glue.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that was last night. Tim Kaine brought up Pence brought up the Clinton Foundation and the other countries that donated money while she was the Secretary of State.
The Trump Foundation.
Well, you sound like Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine was like, wait a minute.
Shut down.
And the Clinton Foundation has an A+ rating by every independent investigative body or whatever that looks at into shenanigans of charities and shit like that.
So but you know that the thing is, like, Trump and I guess Pence, maybe they've conditioned their supporters, like, whenever they hear a fact that's contradictory to their message, that they immediately, you know, they say, well, that's spin, or that's the liberal agenda influencing that, and that's not real. The
media that
they
that,
undermine
that deplorable Trumptard that I'm done with, but I stupidly responded to one or two on the Twitter, but he said that the media right away. The media, it's the evil. It's the media, and I was like, oh, there we go, the media boogeyman. That's why he said Trump would be up 15 points if the evil media wasn't attached to Clinton's clitoris.
Nipples? Oh, God. Just said, Democrats buy votes by promising to give stuff away.
Well, we
are $20 trillion dollars in debt. Only a fool would. Why are liberals would think it's good?
Yeah, good thing your boys put a couple of wars on a credit card.
Yeah,
and passed it along to the future generation. And your tax cuts,
sure.
Your George Bush tax cuts are the ones that sent the deficit into massive spiral. They really think that, you know, the deficit is far lower now than it was.
Yes,
under the Obama administration, and they really think that they don't know the difference between deficit and debt. It's just that simple, and that's that nuanced thought.
Doesn't matter,
right?
It's so depressing.
They don't understand that it was the femoral artery of the economy was cut, or the budget was cut, and so much was hemorrhaging out. You can't just the next day put your little tiny finger in it and stop the dike or block up the dike.
Right.
It's a barge. It's a giant
it's
fucking
huge, man.
Iceberg that you're trying to turn.
Just think about the damage the GOP is doing. I mean, with Paul Ryan, the Speaker of their House, shut down the government.
Mm-hmm.
So fucked up.
Here's more of the debate.
I appreciated the you're hired, you're fired thing, Senator. You used that a whole lot. And I think you're running that used a lot of pre-done lines. And this is probably the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Senator Kaine. I mean,
these are jump cuts, by the way. This isn't
pre-done
one
lines.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, well, Hillary's so polished and focus grouped.
Yes.
And she's obviously got a scripted line ready.
God, it's a
and then he launches into the Republican pre-done line.
Why doesn't Pence say rehearse line? Pre-done sounds so fucking stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, look who he's appealing to. He's got to dumb it down.
It's a pre-done.
I mean, Hillary Clinton and Senator Kaine, and God bless you for it, career public servants, that's great. Donald Trump is a businessman, not a career politician. He actually built a business.
Governor Pence had to give Donald Trump his tax returns to show he was qualified to be vice president.
It's
Donald
true.
Trump must give the American public his tax returns to show that he's qualified to be.
I thought Kaine did a good job of constantly hitting this tax return thing. The big takeaways were that Tim Kaine was a little annoying.
Yes.
But relentless in defending Hillary, which he's supposed to do, and relentless in attacking Trump, especially on the tax returns. Mike Pence was on defense the whole time. He was more polished, but that, what does that mean?
It just means he knows his talking points.
You know, and I like I said, I find it hard to be objective because I really loathe the man.
You know, it's so funny.
I hate his agenda.
It seems the difference between Trump and Pence is that Trump doesn't have all his racism and his hatred memorized, but Pence does.
The spin words,
yes.
The right ways to sling. Although at one point, Tim Kaine brought up a whole bunch of Trump quotes, of which Pence said he didn't say that. He didn't say that. So this is the consensus seems to be that if you watched the whole thing, you would have said at that moment that Tim Kaine lost, not bigly,
right,
but overall. Pence came across better, but then the day after is what really counts, and thereafter, and the consensus is that because Mike Pence lied and lied and lied and lied and just and pulled that stupid he didn't say that he didn't say that instead of saying, you know, he said it or whatever, because trying to pivot away to just flat deny it. And then there was one that he denied himself saying, where Tim Kaine said, you talked about Uncle Nipples. He didn't say Uncle Nipples. You talked about Vladimir Putin and said he was a strong leader. And Mike Pence says, I never said that.
But you did.
And he said, you did. And he said, I meant he was strong in the world stage. Or something like that. And Tim Kaine said, that's not what you said. You said strong leader. I did not. You said strong leader. And we go back to the tape. And Mike Pence said, I think Vladimir Putin has been a stronger leader than Obama has.
Maybe
that's the quote.
Right. Well, maybe that was Tim Kaine's strategy. I mean, maybe that's what the Hillary camp wanted him to do, to not let him slide on any lies. Because it seems like when Hillary's debating Trump, she sort of let's that part go.
Well, there's so many.
Because she doesn't, she doesn't really want to engage him like that. And there's so many. You get confused. I mean, I don't remember everything this guy's done. Yesterday we were talking about him and it popped in my head. I was like, holy shit. What happened to the human trafficking thing?
Right.
Do we care?
The models, you mean? Kept in a gulag.
He had a gulag of models in a basement.
Overcharged them to sleep in a gulag.
And he didn't pay them.
Right.
They did advertisements and commercials and they didn't get paid.
President, and he's breaking his promise. You want to have a society where people are respected and respect laws. You can't have somebody at the top who demeans every group that he talks about. And I just, again, I cannot believe that Governor Pence will defend the insult-driven campaign that Donald Trump has run.
He says ours is an insult-driven campaign. Did you all just hear that? Ours is an insult-driven campaign.
He said,
good God.
The response is, this is edited interestingly, but
yes,
this response that he was given, that he's giving right now, was after a long laundry list of he insulted John McCain. He went after that judge for being a Mexican. He went after a Gold Star family. He fat shamed a Miss Universe. Tim Kaine just listed like 8 or 9 things that Trump has done. That's what Mike Pence is saying is insults. That's what he's saying is insults. How dare you play back tapes of what Trump has said?
We're saying the facts. facts. We're just saying what the fuck happened, man.
And then these little persecuted babies.
Oh, my God.
Buy it. They buy it. Mr. Trump, oh, they're being so mean to him. Look at all the insults. Evil Hillary is. She played a tape of what he said. Look at that evil motherfucker. So that's what's going on. Here's a little bit more.
I mean, to be honest with you, if Donald Trump had said all the things that you said he said in the way you said he said them, he still wouldn't have a fraction of the insults that Hillary Clinton leveled when she said that half of our supporters were a basket of deplorables.
These guys, and Donald Trump has said it, deportation force. They want to go house to house, school to school, business to business, and kick out 16 million people. And I cannot believe,
it's nonsense.
I cannot believe that.
Meanwhile, I believe Trump was asked in a, I don't know if it was a press conference or whenever, about a deportation force. And he was like, yeah, yeah, there's going to have to be some kind of deportation force. And another one of the things you take away from this, this debate is that another consensus that seems to be that Mike Pence wasn't running for Mike Pence wasn't running for vice president. Tim Kaine was. Mike Pence is running for president in, thank you, in 20. I just got served a beer.
Yeah, our neighbor knocked on the door and I helped her. She doesn't speak English, but I helped, you know, she,
yes.
I should have said her name, but anyway, she doesn't speak English. I helped her fill out a form the other day and she gave us some chips. Shit bags for Kate and a bag of potato chips.
She's such a sweet. She's so nice to the dog. So Mike Pence, it was just,
10 million people. And I cannot believe
it's not.
I cannot believe that Governor Pence would sit here and defend his running mate's claim that we should create a deportation force to so that they'll all be gone.
See, I thought that Pence lost the reaction battle, like the split screen
right
reaction battle. Again, maybe it's me, because a lot of the pundits, even the liberal pundits afterwards, were like, God, Tim Kaine was annoying and Mike Pence came across as more held together.
Yeah.
But I was watching Mike Pence and he just, when Tim Kaine was going after him and was being interrupting cow.
Yes.
one of my favorite jokes.
What is that?
The knock, 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 knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Moo!
Scary, man. These fucking cows have thumbs. They could knock on the door.
But I really thought Mike Pence's facial expressions were just
facial.
Smug and priggish and yeah. Sanctimonious.
Dude, he's a dick.
Shaking his head the whole time, like, no, 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 no. Whenever he was, especially when he was quoting Trump, no, 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 no.
He's got that
no,
Jesus,
no.
That God arrogance. You know what I mean? Like, they're so sure in their faith yeah. that they can't be questioned. You know what I mean?
And that part, too, when they were talking about the faith and they finally got real. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's my libtardedness and my bias.
Yes.
But he appeared to, it seemed to me like he was shitting on Catholicism just a wee bit. Like,
yes.
Oh, you Catholics. Because Tim Kaine said, you know, I was brought up in a very religious family and this and that and this and that. We always had grace and,
right.
you know, and faith is, and he was a Jesuit.
Oh,
he
God.
Thought about being a priest. He went down to Honduras and
okay.
volunteered for a couple of years
right.
with the Jesuits and served humanity and stuff like
That's
that.
That's awesome.
But
I wish Mike Pence would go to Honduras.
Well, Mike Pence said, I too was brought up, in a religious background, but my life truly changed when my freshman year of college I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart, or some shit like that, you know, blah blah blah, blah
that's
blah,
what
blah.
They love.
And but it just felt to me like a little, well, because he was Catholic, remember?
Sure.
And now he's Pentecostal. I'm clamping that vagina shut.
Sure.
Once there's a load blown in there,
right?
And and he, not his words.
Yes.
By the way.
Lock the gates. It has been fertilized.
But I don't know. Maybe again, it was me, but I felt there was a tiny condescension of, well, I was a Catholic too, but then I found the real Jesus when I was 18.
But that is, there is a lot of condescension there.
And you're a baby killer. You know, basically that was when they, after Pence or after Cain had said, the biggest challenge to my faith is the death penalty thing. And I sided with the law.
Yes, which is fucked up.
Mike Pence said, well, the biggest thing is life. And, but he didn't talk about how the conflict he feels. He just talked about how he can't believe in this is a society, basically, that we're running around hoovering fully formed infants out of. He brought up partial birth abortion right away.
Right.
Well, how can you have a baby moments from being born and you pull it out and kill it?
Because life sucks, stupid. And by the way, man.
Those don't happen.
Yes, but
that
what a fucked up argument, though. It's two guys talking about the death penalty. It's
two white guys
talking about the death penalty, talking about abortion. On one hand, life is precious. On the other hand, I mean, and I don't mean to take a shot at Tim Kaine, but to me, it's a spiritual conflict with his stance on the death penalty.
Well, yeah. It falls in line. I mean,
it's fucked up.
He might believe in it, and the Catholic Church also believes in it. Catholic Church also is pro-life, and he's pro-choice as an administrator and as a leader.
But he wants to fry people.
No, he doesn't. The opposite.
He's anti-death penalty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was governor of a state that had the death penalty.
Oh, okay.
And he had to thumbs up or thumbs down, ultimately, and he had to
follow the law.
Yeah, he followed the law and fried some people.
Well, but Mike Pence is pro-life.
Against his religious beliefs.
Yes.
He ordered the death because, you know, our society is still fucked up somehow thinks of a bloodlust and revenge is actually going to
do
anything.
It'll be a deterrent. Nobody will do anything wrong. But Pence is pro-life. But doesn't care. But we'll
Pence,
fry.
Well, that's the
He'll
thing.
He'll fry a motherfucker.
Exactly. And that's the other side of that coin is Pence is like, well, I'm pro-life. But I'm sure Pence would be very pro-death penalty.
Oh, my God. This motherfucker would want to drag the guillotine out to the town square. Lop off heads. But, hey, somebody's been fertilized.
No true Scotsman.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
The no true Scotsman fallacy.
Nine.
It's just substitute Scotsman, insert Christian.
Right.
No true Christian. Every sect, every loony extremist thinks they're right and the other Christians are fucked up. They ain't doing it right. They're going to burn in hell.
And by the way, here's another example of a liberal who believes in this Jesus stuff who actually walks the walk. The guy went to Honduras.
And isn't cramming it in anybody's hole.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's not advocating for pro-life. He's not saying we should legislate. He understands that there are large amounts of vagina-possessing people out there who have free will, should have free will, and that not all of them are Christians. Not all of them are Catholics. Not all of them believe that the second that it's life.
Oh, yes.
Instant. It's
squirt.
Life.
It's squirt. Yeah. There's a squirt there.
Squirt life.
But, is Tim Kaine going to make me sell a pizza to a gay person? Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah, oh great. Typical liberal bullshit.
There is that.
Let's not forget that that's who Mike Pence is, right?
Oh, horrible.
That's his state. Remember the pizza place?
Yeah, and
cater a gay wedding or
and
some bullshit?
Every anti-choice restriction that he could think of, he tried to advocate for and pass. He said he wants Roe versus Wade gone. He wants abortion to be illegal.
He wants to go back to a time when everybody ate things encased in Jell-O. Do you remember that? Was it 70s or the 50s? Meat.
Jell-O molds.
Yeah, I got a Jell-O mold with fucking ham in it.
Senator, we have a deportation force. It's called Immigrations and Customs Enforcement.
Governor.
It's absolutely true.
Because the FBI did an investigation.
Gentlemen.
And they concluded that there was no reasonable prosecutor who would take it further.
Senator. This is the emails. This was the set. You know, it's really kind of weird because Even though he's just a horrible, loathsome carbuncle.
Hello, carbuncle.
Pence is more civil, obviously, than the top of the orange ticket.
No, sure.
And
he's like a power bottom.
And he is
versatile.
Some of the Trumpian attacks just sound weird coming out of him.
Very strange and
forced. And the email thing really was fucking crowbarred. You see, Trump crowbars everything in, nobody's surprised by anything he says. But Pence, all of a sudden, pivoting to, I think it was even like a foreign policy question. He's like, well, I want to see what her foreign policy is, but we haven't because she hasn't released her 33,000 emails that she deleted. And I'm sitting there like, what?
Shut the fuck up.
What? How sad. But you know, there's Trumpalos watching it going, yeah, say Benghazi, say Benghazi. Which I guess I'll give him credit. I don't think if you were playing the Benghazi game, I don't think he would have drank once. I don't know that. Did he say? I don't know if Benghazi was mentioned. I was working at the same time because it was boring as fuck on some levels. Here's the last like 20 seconds of these highlights.
Kane, Governor Pence, please.
I'm just saying facts about your running mate.
Yeah.
Well, and I know you can't defend
Senator,
him.
Senator, please.
I'm happy to defend him, Senator. Don't put words in my mouth that I'm not defending him.
You're not.
I'm happy to defend him. Most of what you said is completely false. And the American people know that.
Jeez.
How stupid do these people think everybody is? Or, sadly enough, how stupid really is everybody? Because if you can look... Somebody, you could play all the tapes of everything Donald says, and then Mike Pence will say, well, that's a lie, and the American people know it. Okay, well, you're right.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's like the police. We didn't kill him.
Oh, yeah. How much of the debate did Pence spend on his knees?
Oh, yeah, he said that to me. I try to spend time on my knees every day. What with these Christians?
Fuck? Well, and who says that?
And by the way, do that, but rephrase it. I try to make sure I spend time talking to the Lord every day. Because remember, Ted Cruz said that during the primaries.
These guys
spend time on my knees every day. It's like...
And we know Ted Cruz is a bit of a perv, right? We know he's got some shit going on. And we don't know that. We don't know about Pence.
Allegedly.
Do you have that clip of him saying that on my knees?
I
spend all day on my knees. Yeah. Power bottom, baby. I'm a loon.
So, I guess the ultimate takeaway is this is going to mean fuck all. What happened last night? It's interesting. We play the clip. It's fun. Pence is as loathsome as I thought, but it actually, I think for liberals should be even scarier and encourage you to get the fuck out and vote.
Oh yeah, man.
Because remember this guy who should be, I'm going to quote one of our tweets, this guy who should be proclaiming someone a witch and then dunking her.
I love that.
That's what he looks like. He looks like he should have one of those flat hats, those Puritan hats.
Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
Mike Pence I forgot my whole point now. But he's going to be running the show. Because remember, Trump wants to put his loafers up and say, I'm just going to make America great again and walk around and cut ribbons and have rallies and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But think of the policies that Pence came out with last night. Terrifying. The interesting things also were that Pence broke away from Trump. That's why everybody's saying that it's obvious he's running for 2020.
Oh, my fucking God.
And has successfully wrestled, all oiled up and wrestled, shaved down, the evangelical crown from Ted Cruz. Like, Ted Cruz has probably fucked it. He's so loathsome that.
well, I mean, right. How does he come back from endorsing Donald? Because he looks like an asshole.
Right. And
spineless.
And Pence, even in this debate, you could tell he called Putin a little
What?
Insecure bully or something like that. Like, Pence is not down with Putin at all. Whereas when you talk to Trump about it, oh, he's a strong leader and this and that, and why we should make deals. And of course we talk to him and make deals.
And by the way, we're not even talking to Russia anymore.
And, yeah, because they're sticking their dick into Ukraine and shit like that. So
get your Russian dick out of me.
Yeah, and, you know, bye-bye. Get ready to be strapped down, ladies.
Oh, yes.
The second you get a little blue plus sign that you piss on that stick.
Welcome to the Taliban.
And you've got a baby. Sorry, ladies. Guess what? You're
man.
Getting strapped down and you're going to have that baby.
You're an incubator. Woohoo!
And gay people.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Keep it to yourself.
I don't think they can. They're not going to come up with a constitutional amendment to overturn gay marriage, but
Floyd the Barber's going back in the closet.
They're going to do everything they can to try to overturn that shit.
That's right.
So that's I think those are the takeaways from the debate. Ultimately,
I mean, that
yawn.
Yeah. I mean, did the Trump machine get a big bump in the polls? From Pence?
Well, we won't find out for a couple of days, but I wouldn't think it's going to change anything. I don't think anybody's swayed either way, other than it is interesting that Pence was distancing himself from Trump. Does that mean that maybe Pence knows they're going to lose?
He
put up the white flag and is like, look, this guy picked me. I'm a termed out governor anyway. I got nothing to do. In January. So, sure, you know, I ran and I tried to toe the GOP line and I was a good soldier and here are my views. But he differed from the Trumpian, some of the Trumpian views a few times last night. So I really wonder if he's just like, fuck it. I know we're going to lose. I'm going to set myself up as the sane.
But how does anybody on that side think they're going to win? Do we think Trump is that delusional?
If Pence is running for president with the negatives Hillary has, I think she'd lose.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That is insane.
Because he's mainstream enough evangelical.
Good God. That is terrifying.
You know,
dude.
He's not crazy. Yeah. And he's been around a long time. So, both of the candidates are so flawed. If one of the when I was fighting that asshole on Twitter, I said, "Look, yeah, Hillary's flawed, but any other person on the planet with a Democrat after their name would be up by 20 points over Trump right now, right? Jolton Joe?
Oh yeah.
I mean,
forget about it.
Yeah, his positives are his way above his negatives. Even Bernie, so." It is. We did put up a flawed candidate. A flawed candidate did win, but this is the perfect year for both sides to put up their worst candidates.
Is it true that Trump said that if he indeed wins the presidency, he will still do Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, after Rick Perry.
Has that started yet? Oh, it has. Oh, my God. We saw him dance.
Yeah, on our
totally
Facebook page.
Has he had another episode? Has he done another dance, I wonder?
I don't know the DWTS schedule.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
That's the Twitter.
Dude,
the
him
Twitter.
Doing that fucking dance was so weird. I kind of get why people watch it, but there's such a... I had such deuce chills. Profound deuce chills watching that asshole
Rick Perry dance. Rick Perry dancing a Spanish dance.
I gotta see if he's done anymore.
Spaniard pants and shit like that.
Wee-wee.
There's reports coming out. This is just how fascinating the Trump sphere is. There are reports coming out from multiple journalistic types that have been speaking to some of the humans involved in the Trumpian campaign.
Bad news, Rick Perry is booted from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
he's already out.
That's
fuck!
Fucking
you
awesome.
Guys don't know how to run a television show.
That's kind of awesome. Or you do.
Oh, yeah.
Or you absolutely do.
Fuck you, Rick.
Spoiler alert, by the way, for those of you that TiVo'd.
Well, it was back on September 27th, so.
So, John Harwood from these journalists from CNBC and the New York Times.
Yes.
Spoke with somebody involved with the Trump campaign.
No shit.
Last night. And an advisor, advisor said that a Trump advisor on debate after Pence passed up opportunities to defend him. So he didn't do a great job defending Trump. He just deflected and went to other shit.
Right.
Or said, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't say that. But this advisor said Pence won overall, but lost with Trump.
Oh, shit, guys.
So the word now is that he's pissed off that Tim Kaine was just saying, Hillary's great, Hillary's great.
He's supposed to. Right.
And Mike Pence was like, well, you know, this is what I think. And I don't really agree. Maybe here. And Putin's a little bully. And
what do you
like
think
that.
It was like when Trump was watching that debate?
And he had the shinier tiara and Honey Boo Boo was in the, I don't know anything about Honey Boo Boo. But
what do you mean?
He toddlers and tiaras. He wasn't the prettiest.
Oh, okay.
At the pageant.
God,
so now he's all pissed off that Mike Pence overshadowed him, and Mike Pence was the adult. He was supposed to have olive branches thrown at him and roses flung, and Hillary was supposed to be lying in a heap on the ground at the end of the debate, just like, I concede, Donald, you win. You're too smart. And he can't understand that everybody knows that he lost and he shat the bed. And it's driving him crazy. And then this little Mike Pence goes out and, according to the GOP, hits it out of the park. And
fuck him.
A lot of the pundits are saying, well, maybe Mike Pence will show Trump how it's done.
Oh, my God.
Can imagine him sitting there in his fuzzy slippers. With his dog-eared copy of Mein Kampf on the bed next to him. And
Is it true when he was watching the debate, he threw his taco bowl across the room?
So upset. He's doing great. What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
And another...
What a fucking shit show.
CNN, John King, reporting from a source close to Trump, says the reviews that Pence did better than he did won't go over well with Trump.
Of course not.
People want this guy to be president. This little baby.
Not people. That's sorry. Deplorables. Racist, loon, gun nuts. I don't know who you are.
This is Occupied Democrat says Pence lied frequently about his own positions, but when it came to defend the Republican nominee, he tossed Donald Trump under the bus.
Toss.
Observers gave style points to the Indiana governor, whose infamous religious freedom bill nearly destroyed the state economy. Where was that last night?
Yeah, that's germane,
but not because. I don't think the independents, the undecideds, are going to realize that Pence is going to be president, essentially. He'll be doing everything.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Why
wouldn't anybody buy into that?
But
so
I get why Tim Kaine attacked Trump. Why would you attack Pence when the people watching are going to be like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, who cares?
Right. So go after Trump. Make him defend Trump.
Right, right. Which is impossible.
Which
that's
is a
great a
win.
Idea.
Yeah,
it's
which
impossible.
Is the win.
So funny.
And there was even a poll done by CNN after the debate, and the question was, who better defended the running mate?
Oh, Tim Kaine.
And 58% said Kaine, 35% for Pence, and that's going to drive Donald crazy.
But that is not a fair question. You're defending. Who would you rather defend?
Well, right.
It's impossible.
For us, that makes sense. But think Donald Trump. He can't handle it. He's not getting 100% fealty and slathering ball licking from Pence. Pence should have been...
You missed a spot.
Falling on his sword, right, lavishing Trump.
You call that licking?
And instead, he did his best to wash the orange off of him.
Yes.
And be like, you know, look, guys, I know what's going on now. I'm, you know, I'm just along for the ride. But remember me in 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Pence should have spent a little more time on his knees last night.
So that's what's going on.
God, by the way, you brought up that Toddlers and Tiaras, and you just think of that show. Anybody on that show, anybody in the industry where you, I don't know.
Speaking of heinous, yeah.
You dress your four-year-old up, you sexualize them, you put fucking tan, eyelashes, the whole bit. Send out the black vans. We're going to round you up, and I don't know where we're going to put you. Those people should be, you know,
it's pretty creepy. It's a pretty creepy overall.
Don't be parents. Yeah. Don't, if you have that.
That
like,
JonBenet thing really shined a light on that. It's just so gross.
But it's for scholarships.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shake your ass for a scholarship.
Right, right. We're going to pay for your college, but in the meantime, we're going to fuck you up so bad. Yeah.
Speaking of the Donald.
Yes.
Here's today. Here's Donald's spin.
Oh, shit.
Here's how Donald Trump justifies in his mind. Hot off the presses.
Trump's a spinner.
How Mike Pence did well.
Right.
Donald J.
I love it.
Trump.
Bleh.
Here he is.
Mike Pence did an incredible job, and I'm getting a lot of credit because that's really my first so-called choice. That was my first hire, as we would say.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. I'm getting credit.
Please.
Mike Pence did great, right, and I'm getting credit.
Please.
Already.
Come forward. Lick on my nipples. Praise me.
How sad.
He's a loon. He's fucking crazy.
I'm getting credit already. Because I picked him. It was my first choice.
Dude, this guy has qualities that I would never put up with. Just as a friend, I wouldn't have this person as an acquaintance because he's such an asshole. I can't imagine voting for him. Who is voting for him? God.
This is from, I was going to play this yesterday. This is too good to just not play. This is from the Sovereign State of New Hampshire.
Fuck you.
New Hampshire. The,
it's not pronounced that way. I could just see the tweet. Figure it out.
Senator Kelly Ayotte. Now, she's one of these in a purpley state that is trying to do the tap dance of, well, I'm a Republican. But I don't. She's the one who I think first said, well, I'm supporting, no, I endorse him, but I don't support him, or the other way around. Support him, or I'm voting for him, but right, I'm not endorsing him.
Your answer to that, to whether or not you support Trump, shouldn't sound like a fucking riddle.
No.
What does that even mean?
Talking to the Sphinx.
You just said nothing.
So.
All right.
You're talking to the Sphinx. At a debate in New Hampshire against the two-term Democrat, former Governor Maggie Hassan or Hassan, however, you probably Hassan. There's no way she pronounces it Hassan.
Hassan.
In New Hampshire, Kelly Ayotte, last I saw in the polls, was a couple of points down to the Democrat now.
No shit.
She's desperate. She was asked at this, New England College debate,
right,
about this whole Donald Trump thing. And the question was, would you tell your children to be like Donald Trump? Do you find him a role model?
What?
And this is Kelly Ayotte's, it's been called sputtering response to the question.
Oh, yeah.
Would you, again, to the question, would you tell them to be like Donald Trump? Would you point to him as a role model?
I think that certainly There are many role models that we have, and I believe he's can serve as president, and so absolutely.
So finally, she was like, well, whoa. Yeah, absolutely. Moments after the fucking debate.
Yes.
She wrote in a statement, I misspoke tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's walking back.
Fuck yeah.
The fact that she would say, yes, he's a role model.
But even at this point, how could you come out if you're a Republican in support of Trump, just looking at the numbers?
So crazy.
Unless you're crazy, you're mentally ill, there's no, you realize there's no way this guy's going to fucking win. You at least have to bet on the fact that he's going to fucking lose.
Yeah, hopefully.
By the way, on Crab Diving, our Facebook page, I put up a link to a list of Republicans that support Trump and the ones that don't. And guess what? The ones that do are among the most heinous.
Oh, of course.
Everyone where we played their fucking clips when they say just shitty fucking
it's
racist
a rogues
things.
Gallery of deplorables.
They all love the orange a-hole face.
I think that certainly there are many role models that we have. I believe he could serve as president. So I would absolutely do that. When she was pressed on why she would tell her children to emulate his behavior, but she won't endorse his candidacy, she said, quote, I've had some disagreements with him, and I've been quite clear about those disagreements. This is an area where Governor Hassan has been lockstep with Hillary Clinton. I haven't heard major disagreements that she's had with Hillary. So she's saying, look, she doesn't disagree with her evil candidate, but I disagree with mine. So you should send me.
That's brilliant spin.
Back to the Senate.
That is great spin, if you ask me, because all of a sudden now, if I'm a loony fucking deplorable, I'm like, oh, Hillary Clinton. She mentioned Hillary. Boo!
But she's not going to win over the moderates.
No.
In New Hampshire. They're going to be like, you're a Trumpette?
If she was smart, she would come out and say, hey, I endorse Hillary Clinton.
Oh, well, that's...
I mean, it's crazy as that is.
Then she wouldn't get any Republican money.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They'd cut her off.
But what do you get out of... It is kind of strange. What do you actually get out of endorsing Trump if you're a Republican like Kelly Ayotte? Because
that's the thing. You gotta... It's a Sophie's choice. You have to...
But you know he's going to lose.
But he's also the Republican nominee, and you are a Republican.
Is he RNC?
And you need Republicans to get out. So you can't shit on him too much, because that might suppress... people coming out and voting, they might say, well, you know, fuck it. I'm just not going to vote. I think Trump's heinous and Hillary's heinous. Fuck it. I'm just going to sit this one out.
That's true. That's true.
And I think she's, what do you do? What do you do?
How did the Republicans fuck up this hard? I mean, they fucked up so hard.
And the ones that are in blood red states aren't, they're like, okay, yeah, you know, I'm going to, if they're not hardcore licking orange bunghole
hard,
then they're saying, I support the nominee of the party.
I mean, even if they had ran Jeb Bush, as heinous as he was, I think all the Republicans would support him.
Right.
I don't think you'd have anybody, you know, not endorsing Jeb with the exclamation point.
I don't know how much we have here.
What about all the raping? Would you tell your kids to go rape?
So yesterday was the big day that Julian Assange and WikiLeaks was going to drop the bomb that Roger Stone tweeted out would be the end of Hillary. They postponed it, but then Julian Assange did do some sort of press dealio via video.
Right.
And it turns out that the, quote, the hashtag October surprise that... apparently a lot of stupid Trumpalos and Alex Jones fans and shit woke up at 4 a.m. to listen to this live because this was going to be it. This was the big announcement to bring down Hillary.
Oh, shit.
And it turned out that Julian Assange was like, thank you for joining me here this morning. I have a new book coming out.
Buy it on Kindle. Insane.
Even Alex Jones losing his tiny fucking little mind.
Right.
Apparently put a shirt on for the show, though.
It looks like he's too tan. It looks like he needs to wear more sunblock, Alex. Skin cancer.
Alex Jones. I'm trying to see if I have a better version of this clip here.
I mean, in that picture where he's on that horse, he is flexing, honestly. He's flexing so
hard. It's embarrassing.
He's a nut.
It's so embarrassing.
And you know, we thought about it.
Is this the death of WikiLeaks? I mean, are we trying?
This is some, I don't know who the hell this is he's talking to, but it's some other white guy on his show.
I mean, are we trying
to break stuff every day?
We thought we were about to have it like
Drudge breaks stuff every day. He just said,
right.
And then something about kissing, like we should kiss this guy's ass. Alex Jones is pissed at Julian Assange now for trumping them.
We thought we were about to have a rebirth. We thought we were going to have like a new explosion of WikiLeaks. And now are we seeing the exact opposite?
This is Hillary's October surprise.
Come on,
Julian Assange trolling the world is Hillary's October surprise.
Come on, Assange.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
Hey, Alex, don't make me like you.
Right. Fuck you, Alex.
That's so
Jones.
Funny, man.
Losing their minds, man. Losing their minds.
Can we have that as a drop? Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug. God, that's so funny. The Hillary butt plug.
So
I never thought about it like that. Did you?
And by the way, that was Jones taking a shit on the Drudge Report.
Oh, yeah.
Because he accuses the Drudge Report of never breaking news. Like he's an aggregator. So
right.
Apparently Alex Jones looks down upon Drudge because
Drudge.
Alex Jones is an actual journalist. I do scientific studies. We know about those chemtrails.
but Drudge broke the jizz on the dress thingamabobber. You're right. Okay, get him some water. He just did the Alex Jones.
And then after
impression.
That, he put his feet up,
oh, yeah.
Which, rock on. Good
Dude.
God. If you could do nothing but just post links and not do any real news, holy fucking shit.
His website looks like shit, but who cares?
Man, it's the biggest news site, one of the biggest news sites on the fucking internet, sadly enough. So there you go, Alex Jones losing his tiny little mind.
Oh, my God.
They're so sad. Sad faces, the Trumpalos that... Julian Assange punked them. This is look who you lie down with, Trumpalos. Look at the slime that you are among.
Right.
And you expect honor among thieves and honor among rogues.
And it's so sad that everyone, the liberal media is against you, you deplorables.
Oh, so sad.
Even Julian Assange, he's a butt plug of which is inserted into Madam Secretary.
Well, what does that mean? By the way,
I don't. Julia
I've
Assange,
always used the butt plug analogy as you know, like being constipated or something. Like, you know, they're a permanent butt plug in somebody. But I don't understand.
It's a positive for her.
I think he's. Yeah, I don't know what it means.
It means that she likes it. She likes Julian Assange in her ass. That's the only thing I can figure from that analogy. He's the butt. Julian Assange is Hillary's butt plug.
Yes. I don't know what that means.
I don't get it.
Please
expound upon that, Alex. And so I understand
what
you're
saying. I forgot.
Saying.
This is just a really quick one, also with the debate.
Yes.
They were losing their minds, their tiny little minds, on social media because Tim Kaine... wasn't wearing an American flag pin.
Are you kidding?
On his lapel.
What the fuck is his fucking problem?
Pence is a true American and had his flag pin. Tim Kaine, however,
right,
wore a flag pin on his lapel, but it was a different flag.
What was
it? It's got a little blue star on it. It's the flag for Blue Star Families, which is people who have someone currently serving overseas in the military.
And sometimes people wear different flags. Isn't it true that Trump will wear the stars and bars, a little Nazi flag?
But they don't know what it is. So, listen to some of these tweets. Is Kaine wearing a Japanese flag lapel pin?
Yes, absolutely.
What is that?
Good catch.
Another guy. Pence has an American flag lapel pin. Oh, wait.
Pence has an American flag lapel pin, but what is the pin that Kane is wearing?
Burn in hell!
Another one. What kind of lapel pin is Tim Kaine wearing? It sure isn't an American flag.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Terrifying and sad. Yeah. Terrifying and sad.
It's the flag of anal sex. That's exactly what it is, guys.
These people are out of their minds. So this is their stupid priority. Mike Pence is talking about taking away rights from people left and right. Strapping women down. Throwing them in jail until they give birth, forced birth, and deporting, rounding up and deporting people.
And you're worried about a flag on somebody's fucking lapel.
Yeah, that Tim Kaine isn't American enough because he ain't wearing flags.
He did wear the flag. It was on his Prince Albert.
So crazy. I've got a few stories here. Before we play fun with racism.
Okay.
Or let's call it Trumpism. Fun with Trumpism coming up.
Whoa.
I've got one that I was going to save for Faithless Friday, but I just can't.
can't wait, man.
Because it's one of our favorites here at Crab Diving.
And sometimes it's just too much shit, man.
Sometimes you just have to play the clip.
Oh, dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this.
Jim
it
Baker.
Weighs almost 50
he's
pounds.
The best.
Christo Fraud, Jim Baker is back Christo frauding, and you know his main income source now is apparently selling giant plastic tubs full of rapture food.
Do you remember those big old Rolex watches he used to wear back in the day when he was on the PTL network with Tammy Faye? God.
Yeah, well her makeup budget alone must have been they had to bankrupt a few old ladies just to keep her in mascara.
Who was the old actor who did such an amazing job playing him on Saturday Night Live? Jim Baker.
That I don't remember.
Oh, God. It wasn't a normal cast member. It was a fucking act. Oh, damn it. I can't. The guy is famous for being tan. Older actor. George
Hamilton?
Hamilton? George Hamilton played Jim Baker.
Come on.
On one of the church lady sketches.
Really?
Do you remember the church lady with Danny Carvey?
I don't remember. No, it was George Hamilton.
I forget who played Tammy Faye. It might have been Jane something.
So here's Jim Baker on the Jim Baker Show with a herd. You know, it's dinner theater style because they got to serve them that horrible food. You get punished if you go sit and watch the Jim Baker Show. You got to eat that slop. And
is that really what they feed them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they taste the food, I think, every episode.
But they don't, the people who are good enough to sit through that shit show, they don't bring them anything else.
As this clip opens on the bottom of the screen, 7 years of food for you.
Oh, my God.
28 90-day buckets. You get 28 giant buckets delivered to your house.
Where do I put this? Imagine. Your digestive system after 5 years of just eating this powder shit.
Well, Ryan, you go to jimbakershow.com and order one of their underground bunkers that you can have sunken in your backyard, and you could store your rapture food there.
Let's be real. If you had to eat that shit and that's the only food you
never eat,
how long would you last before you killed yourself? I'm not trying to be. I'm serious.
I'm going to drown myself in dried tapioca.
Right, you just aren't. You're not going to be able to exist on that shit.
Here, 7 years of food for you, $2,800.
Damn,
that's only $400 a year.
That's a great deal
for food.
What kind of variety do I get? I mean, what do I get?
I don't. It's 7,000
condiments.
7,672 servings. It's.
I got to tell you something. There better be ketchup. I'm gonna need ketchup. I'm gonna need salt.
That's extra.
I'm gonna need pepper. You're gonna need something to dress that shit up.
There are no condiments in the apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Here is Jim Baker talking about the election.
Something's going.
And Lori.
No.
Lori's sitting right next to him. She's already nodding her head. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Let's see how long.
Something's going on. People are ordering again. All the big generators are gone.
Now he's talking about how happy he is that all of the loonies are ordering shit. He's talking about his sales. Something's going on. People are ordering again. All the big generators are gone.
So he's saying this is an indication that the apocalypse is
nigh.
Yeah,
it's true.
Oh, my God.
Ordering again. All the big generators are gone.
Mm-hmm.
All the green, the portable, middle portable yes. generators, they're at the end. We can't offer any more. Mm-hmm. We have a few in stock that are just the protection that we have to stop. That's
right.
Stop.
Yes.
So
yes.
Somebody here, I might still be able to get one while I'm taping.
Oh, but we can't sell any more. We're out of them. But I do have just a couple special ones left that we keep in an emergency. So if anyone still wants to, he's lying.
Oh my God.
He's lying.
He is a salesman. He's a charlatan. And my, you know that his wife.
Yes.
Terry, right?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Lori.
Yes.
Lori.
Lori. Yes.
She won't.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She just won't shut
mm-hmm.
up. She won't let him talk.
Oh, yes.
That's exactly
absolutely,
what it is.
Absolutely, yes.
Shut up!
That we have to stop. That's
right.
Stop.
Yes.
So,
yes.
God!
Somebody here, I might still be able to get one while I'm taping, but they're
oh, get them now.
We projected ahead.
Hurry
and
up.
We are,
throw off that cannula.
Right.
Really out of them, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
It is. It's something's going on. It's there's, you know, when you move with the prophets, you know, mm-hmm. when things are happening.
When you move with the prophets, he means PROPH.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
ETS. Absolutely. We know he really means PROFITS.
Yes. Yes.
He's talking about moving with the prophets.
Oh,
so he's
God.
Thrilled that he can up the heart rate of his average 80-year-old viewer. And get them to order some bullshit.
How do people, how do people fall for this? I mean, he's already disgraced as a fraud.
Yeah.
And now he's selling
Jesus.
Shit.
Jesus.
I don't.
He confessed his sins.
Is this fake?
Rudy Giuliani. Going after Hillary is fair game. What about going after your indiscretions? Well, I went to my priest and confessed them.
I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that this is a real thing. Is that really Jim Baker? Is it really someone married?
It is.
Is this a whole
It's not
like,
a puppet show.
It's not theater.
Well, yes, it is. God. But it's not.
Who's buying these generators? I mean, that's got to be so expensive.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
No one's buying them.
I would think they're not. I think this is a sales tactic. I
right.
think he's like, oh, we've only got five left.
Yeah.
You better hurry. Well, we don't have any left. You can't get them anymore. Well, oh, we do have a couple. We have a secret stock.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
A secret stockpile.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
guarantee you, the apocalypse hits. You got a Jim Baker fucking generator. It's not working.
I guarantee if we called this number right now, any fucking generator we want
yes.
is available.
Well, you know, Pat, actually, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but we've got one here.
Oh,
but it's this
we do?
So it's a little more. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Yes.
Something's going on. You know, when you move with the prophets, you know mm-hmm. when things are happening.
Yeah.
The events show what's going on. And I'm telling you, what's going on with this election?
Do you think you can watch a movie with Lori?
No.
I think it's impossible.
God damn it. I'm going to put you in a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Ask. Oh, mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton collapsed.
Oh, brother.
Do you know what day she collapsed on?
9/11.
You knew that.
Because she was at a 9/11 memorial standing for 90 minutes and she had pneumonia.
You knew that. Do you hear him?
So
you know, she said
is
9/11.
He saying that God struck her? Is this where we're
yes.
going? That the Lord struck her down on 9/11?
Do that.
Meanwhile, his amazement that Lori knew that.
9/11.
You knew that.
God, through all that Xanax, you were
Man.
Able to remember that.
Yeah.
All those pills.
Yeah. Somebody's getting an extra Ambien in her pill organizer this morning.
You want a treat?
Well, the time we know that she collapsed, let's put it that way. The one that we all saw.
Yeah. The last collapse.
Yeah.
Oh, in other words, she obviously falls over every 15 to 20 minutes.
If you have a relative or anybody that buys this shit, you really it's your duty as a fucking take them aside. Tell them to not give this fuck nut any more fucking money.
It's so sad.
So stupid.
The one that we all saw.
Yes.
Yeah. The last clip.
Yeah.
Fuck
yes.
You.
And I wrote something down. There was more but
I don't think he knows what she's talking about.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know what he...
Like, she's going full conspiracy. Like, this is only the first one we've seen. Obviously, it's happening all the time. And he doesn't get it. He's like, well, yeah, it's just the last one we saw.
I mean, if she's really strung out on Ambien, allegedly, or Xannies, she does probably say things that don't make sense.
You know, do you think...
She's high
as
fuck!
She's just blah, 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 all day long, and he doesn't listen to a fucking word she says ever.
No!
Ever.
Fuck no! How would he exist?
Which is why he was thrown off his game when she said 9/11, because he was like, wait, what? You knew that?
Normally,
how did you know that?
She's got pills. She's clutching these pills.
Yeah.
Yeah. The last collapse.
Yeah, yes.
And I wrote something down. There was more, but it's the 15th anniversary of 9/11.
Right.
She collapses.
Mm-hmm.
There's another.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Meanwhile, you notice he said, well, I wrote something down.
Okay. Ooh. Oh, shit.
It's an official proclamation if you wrote that shit down.
I wrote some stuff down.
Right.
But
right.
She collapses.
Mm-hmm.
There's another piece of that. I've written it down. I hadn't shared this yet.
Uh-oh.
And I sent them. I don't know if I've sent it to you or not. I think I
didn't receive that one. But
I sent it to a couple prophets.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I said, what could this mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, that email. Oh, sure. I was thinking about the Obama with the bone through his nose meme that you sent. Not that one.
Oh my God.
Or that vine of Lori eating a banana.
You know, I think these two people at this moment are so, she's so high and maybe doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. And Jim Baker is lost. He's like, what the fuck are you referring to?
Right.
Sent it to a couple prophets.
Uh-huh.
I said, what could this mean?
Oh, yes, I did. Uh-huh. And I know who
else said nobody answered me.
I didn't know.
Not.
Obviously, one of the useless prophets is this other guy that's sitting there.
What does he mean by prophets?
People he thinks are prophets that can foresee the future. He probably sent out that vine. Or that GIF file of Hillary going blah, 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 and staggering and then getting tossed like a sack of potatoes into the back of that van.
Yes.
And
yes.
And he's sending that. Yeah. And he's sending that out.
How many times has Lori passed out? How many times has that loon fell over? I mean, how dare you, Lori? Don't give her.
Don't you close your eyes during the show, you bitch.
I mean, how many times has Lori fell over like Hillary Clinton in that vine? How many times has he taken too many Ambien, had one too many martinis, and plopped over?
So,
come on.
So he's forwarding an email. What does this mean?
Who fucking
what
knows?
Does this mean? Bullshiticus 69. Verse 17 says, and the evil dragoness will stumble or something like God. That, I'm sure.
Meanwhile, she's got pills falling out of her fucking mouth.
Who, Hillary?
No, I'm sorry. Lori.
Oh, Lori.
9/11 was probably the most stern warning God ever gave to America.
Oh, my God. What?
And a lot of people don't want me to say that.
Right.
It was a stern warning. That was a warning shot from the Lord, man. I'm sure like 4,000 families might take it as a little bit more than a shot across the bow.
That's
a warning.
Right. If God is our loving father or whatever, he's got an odd fucking way of disciplining.
Yeah. He can't rain on us anymore.
He
promised he wouldn't do that shit. Gave us a rainbow, which the homos have taken now.
Oh, but, come on, guys. Gay people, please give us back our rainbow.
So now he's going to end the planet, apparently, by flying planes into everything.
Yes. When Lori is talking and saying things like yes and all that shit, mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. she looking at Jim or is she looking at the camera? Is it a two shot where they're both?
It varies. It's a wide shot of the table usually, or of him, and she's usually watching him, but occasionally she turns to the audience of really old white people. I think she's making sure nobody's having a grabber at that moment and might need part of their team, their part of their crack reviving team that they have there.
I really think
there's
she's
a defibrillator at every table.
Oh, sure.
Right next to the lentil soup.
How about this? Don't eat that shit food. Maybe you'll need a defibrillator.
Right. Yes.
Warning God ever gave to America.
Good warning.
And a lot of people don't want me to say that.
Right.
But 9/11 was the harbinger. If you haven't read the book, The Harbinger, you need to read it. Hillary did collapse on that day. I saw it with my own eyes. So
we all saw it. She had pneumonia, you fucking asshole.
By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, order a copy of The Harbinger.
Order a copy of The Harbinger, which is by, he shows a copy of it, Jonathan Kahn.
Whoever the fuck that is. I'm sure he's a, who is that? What is this, a shit book?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy ass fucking.
It might be the guy sitting there. No, as far as I know, I don't have that, who that is in the story.
Could you imagine?
But that fits the MO.
You come on this wacko show to plug your book and you're like, what's up with the chick on the Xannies over here? Just, yes,
I love the bowl of barbiturates in the green room. It's great. Oh, yeah. I thought they were mints.
I'm filling up my fucking pockets. Yeah. I want more Quaaludes. Yes.
I love those mints they put in my trailer.
Mints.
I've got my mints in my trailer.
We're not worried about your breath, but we want to freshen up that personality.
The book, The Harbinger, you need to read it.
What a whore.
Hillary did collapse on that day.
$400, 1 year of food for you, 490 day buckets, 1,096 servings.
Is that on the Chiron? Is that on the screen?
Yeah, underneath the book.
I saw it with my own eyes, so. And it's the 15th anniversary of.
It's not proprietary. He's not the only one who witnessed the fall of Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
I think there were 20 million tweets with that GIF file of her tottering and getting tossed into the van. So he's talking about it like, I saw it with my own eyes. Like, it's a big secret that Hillary collapsed that day.
Who fucking cares what Jim Baker sees? These God guys, the narcissism is so fucking loony. But then again, he's getting all these crazy people to buy his shit food. I guess you should.
Is he?
That's a good question. Is it profitable? Do you think his powdered food business is profitable? I'm going to say yes.
I think the whole fleecing operation, and obviously.
I mean, is he just a middleman?
Obviously, it's got to be his number one emphasis because everything they're talking about has some, they're slinging some shit on the Chiron underneath.
Does he sell this garbage, or when it sells, does he just get
drop ship? I would bet. So I don't think the Baker Ranch has a warehouse full of dried beef patties and fucking mac and cheese that'll survive a nuclear strike.
He's not making it. He's not dehydrating all this.
Oh, it's so gross. You need to read it. Hillary did collapse on that day. I saw it with my own eyes. So
fuck you.
And it's the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And she was at 9/11.
Yeah, at the memorial.
She was at and on the spot of 9/11. That's the last. Okay, are you listening to me? Tell me.
No, I'm dead. They're all dead.
Is God trying to tell us something?
Yeah, totally. He's telling you to fuck off.
Some of you prophet people, I know there's prophet people in the room here. But you understand, you hear from God.
We just heard Lori, but it'd been like.
Sorry?
It'd been like 10 minutes. I was worried she might have.
She's still there.
OD'd.
You understand, you hear from God. There's a collapse coming. Much bigger than that collapse. That is the prophetic signal that would be on 9/11. At 9/11.
Mm hmm.
You give me the odds for that happening. Where the towers came down 15 years ago to that date.
So God sends a message 15 years ago by killing, you know, 4,000-ish people.
Why that way? Why did he send the message
and
that way?
His reminder is that he puts his foot out and trips Hillary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the 9/11 Jeez. Memorial.
Hey,
that's
God.
God's reminder.
Hey, God, maybe just trip Hillary twice. No 9/11. Right. Can we compromise?
Yeah. I'm sure Hillary would be willing to take a header to bring the two towers back.
God, that is so fucked up.
What? It's a sign from the Lord. She was at 9/11.
Fuck you!
On 9/11.
Fuck you.
Holy shit.
Odds for that happening.
Right.
Right.
What are the odds?
Who cares?
She was the senator when the planes hit of New York. 15 years later, she's going to go to the memorial. That's why she was there with pneumonia. If it hadn't been 9/11, I have a feeling she might have been taking it a little bit easier.
It's like you just find these people find bullshit anywhere. They just find it.
It's quite a skill.
You mean a guy?
I'm a little envious.
Whose job is preying on people that are gullible enough to believe in like the apocalypse actually happening. He preys on their ignorance.
Fear. And pours fear into them and then preys on that.
Yeah, and here's a conspiracy theory. How do you
he
like
could
that?
Say, this is crazy, don't worry about it. We're all going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah,
Hillary
yeah.
Clinton,
fuck that.
Hillary Clinton might win, and guess what? We're all going to survive.
No.
It's going to be okay. Oh.
I'm going to sell these cunts some generators, some water,
right.
and some powder.
Yeah, I'm not selling any. I'm not selling any flash-dried cordon bleu.
You know what I love when Jim Baker's like, are you guys listening?
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Everybody has their own thing. Like Joe Biden. No. I'm earnest about it. This is earnest. I'm serious. No. I'm serious.
God, that speech.
That's Joe Biden's thing. I don't think we have time for that. I do want to play that at some point. Oof.
Yeah. You give me the odds for that happening.
Right.
Where the towers came down 15 years ago to that date.
What are the odds that Hillary, if she had been strolling by, it's as if she was just randomly strolling by the 9/11 Ground Zero site, and the Lord decided to whip out a lightning bolt send it up her snatch.
How long was she senator? 4 years?
Two, was elected Eight twice, years? But no. She was elected twice, but she bailed to become Secretary of State.
Are they 4-year terms? God.
Six.
Oh.
She was,
okay.
Wasn't it,
she was senator a long time. A lot of people were a senator when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
I just don't get the, what's his point?
God. It's time to be ready.
You know what that means?
Shut up.
I guess we were talking about the 90-day buckets, weren't we?
Oh, God, you whore!
It's time to be ready. I guess we were talking about the 90-day
God,
buckets.
I would say, listen, I've never really worked in the food business, but I imagine when you're trying to make something sound good, don't have the word bucket in it. Take the word bucket out. No bucket.
Talking about the 90-day buckets, weren't we?
We were.
Yes.
And we only do have a certain amount of buckets left that we can do that.
That's it. I mean, we've gone over what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. You notice he said, you notice this other dude said, we only have so many 90-day buckets. They've got a picture of the bucket. There's only so many 90-day buckets we have left that we can do that deal with. Do you notice that little asterisk at the end there? It's not, oh my God, all these fat old white people are ordering this shit like you wouldn't believe. You better get one now. It's actually,
oh yeah,
that we can do that deal with. Buy now, only 47 left. It's QVC. It's, oh my God, I have to buy this now, or some other fat white person is going to get the dried tofu burgers.
You're essentially at a used car lot. Some assholes selling you mud flaps on your goddamn minivan.
$100 will get you a 90-day food bucket, 274 servings, a $65 savings for a limited time.
You know, also, I don't know if you remember, but when you're done with that food bucket, you can shit in it.
Right.
You can use it as a toilet.
Yeah, he said that. When all the brown people that are surging into the country take over and fuck your white daughters and turn your white sons gay.
Yes.
Then you can shit in the plastic bucket after you empty out yeah. the mac and cheese.
You know, Jim.
Or more during.
Oh, sure.
You might add to the flavor.
Jim, if you're worried about the apocalypse, I wouldn't. Who cares about this food bucket? Don't worry about your generators. If you're going to ride it out with Lori, you better have buckets and buckets of Zannies.
Oh, you better.
Lots of
That's
codeine.
The important bucket. That's Lori's like,
oh, yeah.
I don't want any of that shitty food. You better make sure I got my Ambien.
Where's my Oxys, motherfucker?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if the apocalypse actually happens. I want some Oxys as well. A whole bottle.
We got a few moments left, ladies and gentlemen. Sadly, Fun with Racism is going to be truncated today.
Oh, shit.
I've got... let me see which... No, I'm editing. What are the better ones? What are the better ones? We'll get to Glenn Beck tomorrow. There seems to be trouble.
Oh, no.
At the Blaze. It looks like the Blaze might not be doing so well. Maybe he should start selling more shit. Apparently, if they're waiting for the apocalypse, they're not wanting to buy $140 jeans.
Did he not make...
I think he made the wrong choice.
Is it true he's about to make a sale on that Claymation studio?
Someone, everybody is... he thinks everybody's going to be a dandy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A cowboy dandy. I've got... let's do this one. This is... I don't know if you can hear this that well, but this is a little bit of Trump's America, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wonderful.
this is... I don't think you can hear it really well. What's happening is police in Canada, these are our Canadian friends. Hey. So some Trumpism even metastasizing up to our friends in the north.
Well, that's the country of Rob Ford.
This is Hamilton, Canada.
Hey.
Canada said that a woman was arrested because of this video. She was caught on video assaulting and using racial slurs against a black taxi driver.
Oh, how nice.
In a Facebook post on Tuesday, a man named Mubarak Adams said he was walking in downtown Hamilton when he heard a woman in a cab yelling, "Go back to Africa."
Oh, man.
He started filming after he heard her call the man the N-word. Mr. Adams says, "I saw the lady in the video in the back of the taxi yelling frantically while trying to physically harm the driver in the front.
Oh my God.
At one point, she was telling him, 'Go back to Africa,' and got out of the vehicle and started, said the N-word repeatedly while smacking the car window. This is basically when I began filming." Okay, now I want to go a little bit farther and see when we get to the window. See if we're... Oh, she just hit him. She just hit him again. She's following him around his cab, swinging at him. Oh, there it is. He's just defending himself. He's only putting his hands up as she's swinging at him. You N-word, get out of, go back to Africa, you N-word.
Oh my God, dude. That person's insane.
But they don't abide that kind of shit. I don't think they're as freedom of the speechy as we are here.
Oh, up there.
Because the Hamilton police hate crime unit has now been assigned to the manor. They have hate crime units in civilized countries.
Units.
Here, the police are the hate crime.
Yeah.
A lot of the times.
Absolutely. Oh, God.
We do have hate crime units. Yeah. They're doing the hate crime.
Yeah, they're in charge. They're armed.
So they've been assigned to the manor after the this tape. This is... racism is 100% intertwined with capitalism and overall inequality, this guy said who was filming it. He likened the suspect to supporters of United States Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. So people in other countries are like, look it, this is like that American guy they want to be president.
How long is it going to take the rest of the world to forget that we have Trumpalos?
This person that we are arresting and investigating for a hate crime is a prime example of the person that they want to make the president in the country to our side, they're saying, up north.
What is wrong with us? Yes.
so there's a little bit right there of
that is disturbing. Now that person, Trumpism, that person needs an
Ambien. Trumpism. Yeah, they should order the special Lori Baker bucket.
Yeah, that you're right.
Maybe that's how they make their money.
What?
Maybe they're secretly selling old people drugs. Like maybe you call up and you order the special. I'll have the frozen chickpeas, and that means send me 20 Ambien.
They got to up their price.
That would be great.
Oh yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Go back to Africa, and slinging the N-word. A little bit of Trump
enlightened
Trumpism. Trumpism. Trumpalo. God, do we have any time? No, I'm going to get to this tomorrow. There's a fun... we got Million Moms tomorrow.
What is that?
The Million Moms.
Is that...
That's the Christian group that's probably 30...
Anti-gay?
30 old hags who have several thousand email addresses each, and they decide to send copy-pasted emails to officials pretending that they have a million members. When they ain't got nothing close to, but yeah, oh, gay,
anti-gay,
sure. Oh yeah,
great,
way into
good cause, guys.
They're after an ad campaign now. They're all pissed off. They're calling for boycotts.
Sad.
But we'll have to just tease that.
Oh yes, I can't wait to learn more about it tomorrow.
Because we gotta wrap this mofo up, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have any buckets of food to sell. But you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. That'll help us out here. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, it helps us out. You got to do it every time. So go to our hole so that it sets the cookie.
Yes.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Then buy your shit. We get a little nibble. We appreciate it. It helps us out.
Right.
Don't forget all our social medias. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us a nice review if you would be so kind. crabdiving.com for this and all the other stuff here on the network. A brand new Daily Upper Decker sports podcast tonight at 8 p.m. streaming.
That's right.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, or his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.